Good morning. It's Thursday, June 20th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, despite a mix of heat and rain, the inaugural Juneteenth Talentthon went ahead as planned, showcasing the diverse talents of the Mohawk Valley's Black community. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. A third Utica teenager has been charged in connection with ongoing gunfire incidents in the city, this time on Lansing Street. The Leetown Board met last week to discuss topics ranging from nuisance properties, to work at the Leetown Park, to potential water system upgrades. On Wednesday, Air City Cannabis opened its doors, becoming Utica's second recreational cannabis dispensary. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. Despite a mix of heat and rain, the inaugural Juneteenth Talentthon went ahead as planned, showcasing the diverse talents of the Mohawk Valley's Black community. This event also served as a platform to reflect on the history and significance of Juneteenth. For those unfamiliar, Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, when around 2,000 Union soldiers arrived in Texas to inform the last remaining enslaved Americans of their freedom. This news came 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which Texas slave owners had ignored. In 2024, we mark the third year of Juneteenth as a federal holiday and 159 years since that pivotal moment in history. Juneteenth stands as a reminder of the United States' legacy of racism. It honors the Black community's resilience and reiterates the commitment to equity and equality. Cassandra Harris Lockwood, CEO of For the Good in Phoenix Media, commented on the significance of Juneteenth. She said, "Juneteenth is more than a recognition that these non-Europeans might be at last recognized as full Americans and able to participate in the robust economy in the land which they were a driving force. Prior to that, their economy was stolen. Slavery ended in New York State in 1827. However, slavery did not end racism in New York State." The event saw a small but passionate crowd braving the weather to enjoy the performances and speeches. Among the attendees were Utica Mayor Michael Galeem, Assemblywoman Marianne Butenschon, State Senator John Mannion, and Sarah Clee Hood, who is campaigning for the upcoming Democratic primary election to represent the 22nd Congressional District. This inaugural Juneteenth Talentthon highlighted not only the local talent, but also the enduring importance of recognizing and celebrating Black history and culture. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next. On Wednesday, Air City Cannabis opened its doors, becoming Utica's second recreational cannabis dispensary. This new establishment is set to make a significant impact on the local market. Air City Cannabis has transitioned from an exclusive delivery operation, which it had maintained for the past 6 months, to a full-fledged storefront. This grand opening marks a significant milestone for the business, especially considering that it was the first dispensary in the Mohawk Valley to receive a state dispensary license. Owner Courtney Forrester has spearheaded this transition, bringing a new level of accessibility and service to Utica's cannabis consumers. With the doors now open, customers can visit daily from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., although these hours are subject to change. Utica's cannabis scene continues to grow, reflecting broader trends and increasing acceptance of recreational cannabis use. Air City Cannabis joins the ranks as a key player in this evolving market. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at youaresentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at youaresentinel.com/subscribe.